For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kiki Radke, a freshman out of Hastings, Minnesota. Kiki's got 2 assists this season and looking for her first goal. A couple weekends ago, you had 15 shots on net in one weekend. You're close. How frustrating is it not to get that first goal yet?
I mean, it's not necessarily frustrating. It's just, it gets to be kind of, like, I don't know, get irritated almost because, like, you know you're so close. But I'm trying not to, like, grip the stick too hard just going out playing my game. Like, I know the goal will happen when it's going to happen, and it's just a matter of time, I hope.
Well, you were out last weekend, a little dinged up. You're back out on the ice against Wisconsin. What was it like to get back out there and play?
It felt so great. Like, just being back with the team and being back on the ice with the girls was amazing, and they welcomed me right back. They were excited to have me back, so it made it a lot easier to come back against Wisconsin.
WCHA is one of the best leagues in the country. What are your first thoughts as a freshman of this league already? Here we are, what, 6 weeks in?
I was blown away. Like, I didn't think these games would be close to the level that they're at. Like, it was hard to get used to at first, but I think we're all kind of settling in, the freshmen are, and we're getting used to it, playing our game, and I think just each game you just get more and more comfortable with it. But I mean, each game is extremely difficult, and you have to be ready to go every shift, and I think we're all learning that.
You're from Hastings, Minnesota. Obviously Minnesota kid, state of hockey. When you were growing up, do you always want to play college hockey here in Minnesota?
Yeah, I did. I always dreamed of, like, playing for the Gophers because I think it's kind of like my dad went there, and I was from the city, so it's like the only team you ever watched. But I mean, I'm extremely happy just to be playing college hockey anywhere, and I knew I wanted to stay close to home, and Bemidji is the perfect spot for me, and I'm absolutely loving it.
What else about Bemidji sold you on coming here and playing hockey?
Just a small town feel, and like the coaches were so welcoming. They made you just feel like it was a family from the first day, and being in Bemidji, it's about the same size as my hometown, so it just felt like home. And you can see the support from the community with the facility they built and coming out to support our games. It seemed like the perfect spot for me.
I remember when the season first started and everybody was talking about how impressed they were by how the freshmen came in so well conditioned. How hard did you work your first summer going into college hockey?
I worked harder than I've ever worked before. I would lift weights and do sprints 5 days a week. My godfather was the one who I've been training with since I was in seventh grade, and I give pretty much all my credit to him. Just, he's pushed me past points where I thought I could ever go, and without him, there's no way I would have been as strong as I am.
How old were you when you first put skates on?
I was about 2.5 or 3.
Wow. Okay. So growing up playing hockey, what position did you always want to play forward?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to be aggressive. I always wanted to have the puck on my stick, and I wasn't much of the player to be wanting to skate backwards. And I tried goalie, and I cried, so I think I found my spot as a forward, and I haven't really looked back.
Okay, you came into this year with a number of freshmen. All of them, I'm very impressed with the speed. How tight-knit of a group is this freshman class?
We are extremely tight. Like, literally from the first day we were here, it just seemed like we were already like sisters, and I think it just helps us so much because we're with each other all the time, like living in Tamarack together and being in some of the same classes. Like, we were just there to support each other, and we love each other when times are hard, and we pick each other up, and I mean, they're my best friends now, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
This Beaver hockey team is a Beaver hockey family. You've got a lot of upperclassmen who've been used to winning a lot of games. This year has been a little bit of a struggle. How much do you guys hold each other up?
I mean, we hold each other up every game. We know that games aren't always going to go our way. Pucks aren't always going to go our way. But at the end of the day, we are a family, and we sit there and we help each other out when one of them's feeling down. And we just try and be there to help each other out, because if one person's down, it could ruin the whole team. So we try to keep positive attitudes and just, you know, talk to each other and figure it all out.
Coach Scanlon gives some great speeches before you guys get off the bus and head into the rink. What's that like?
He gives you the chills. Like, you get so excited, you just want to go and put your pads on right away and just go play. But his speeches and stuff are incredible. I've never listened to any speeches that are any better.
Okay, Wisconsin didn't go that well. Game 1, 5-0 loss. They're a tough team, obviously ranked number one in the country. What does your team need to do game two to make it close or get a win?
We just need to bounce back like we did against the U of M. I mean, the U of M is just as good of a team. We lost the first game to them, and we bounced right back and beat them the second game. I just think we need to have the mentality that we are a good team, and we just need to keep battling and pushing through when things aren't going our way. And at some point, they will go our way, and we will figure it out. So I just think we need to come together, be positive, have fun, and just play some Beaver hockey.
Kiki, words of wisdom. Thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.